Hey Bruce, how you doing?
Good, how are you, Corey?
Good, good. How has summer been so far for you, Bruce?
It's been too busy for a guy that's supposed to be involved in hockey.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I mean, training camp here now, I mean, right around the corner, if not started now out there in Brandon. Tell me, this year coming in, a lot of hype around this team, some of the young players coming in. Gotta be fun getting set for camp for this club.
Yeah, Wheat Kings open training camp next Wednesday. They're one of the last teams in the Western Hockey League to actually open training camp. Not unusual for them. They usually before the Labor Day long weekend, finish it with the inter squad game on the Sunday, and then get into the preseason. I think there is a lot of excitement around the team going into the 2014-15 season. Just based on the kind of year that they had last year, and I know they weren't one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference, but I think one of the younger teams in the conference and still made the playoffs and obviously made it to the second round, lost to Edmonton in that second round series. But I think it was a really good growing year a year ago for a lot of the young players, and they're expecting bigger things in 2014-2015.
Let's start with a guy that there was there last year, and I think a lot of people here know, obviously, from his time at Southside Athletic Club, and will likely be the number one goalie there, in Jordan Paperny. Just a kid that just seemed to take leaps and bounds last year, including that playoff series when he was awesome at times. Tell me about what you expect from him this year.
Well, I think the expectation is that he is going to be the undisputed number one netminder. There was a bit of a timeshare during about the first half or the first two thirds of last season between Jordan and Curtis Honey, and at the end of the season last year was basically said that Curtis would not be returning. Jordan was going to be the number one guy. I think they expect him to play around 50 to 55 games as the number one guy this year. Really grew, I think, from the start of last year to the end of last season. Certainly, I think everybody knew that the potential was there, even from the time he was drafted as Elite King. Really action anxious to see Jordan on the ice this fall. He went to the development camp with Montreal during the summer after not being drafted in the NHL draft, but I think that experience with a pro team will certainly help him, and I think he's got the potential to certainly be one of the top net niners in the Western Hockey League, and as we all know, you got to have a good goaltender if you're going to have success or perhaps vie for that WHL title. And I think if things go well and the progress continues for Jordan here this coming season, he certainly has the potential to be one of the top guys in the Western Hockey League.
Bruce Lukey joining us here, the voice of the Brandon Wheat Kings, looking up front for their club. Not a ton of turnover, at least on paper, just looking at the roster from last year. Peter Quenneville's 20-year-old if he's back, Richard Nejleb as well. But tell me about just a deep offensive core for this Wheat King team.
Yeah, I think although it's not technically the top two lines, they do return probably their top six forwards from the team a year ago, including Peter Quenneville. I think everybody expects he'll be one of the Wheat Kings 20-year-olds this coming season, even though he would be, eligible to play professionally. Richard Nejleb, I think, is a bit of a question mark as far as his return. He's, again, a 20-year-old drafted by the Rangers in the fifth round, so the potential there to play pro. But the other part of that is, of course, Rehards Bukarts is back, and then they drafted a defenseman in the import draft, which was an area of need for the Wheat Kings. And about a week ago, they announced that he was going to be reporting to Brandon for training camp. And I think there's the potential that he would be one import, Bukarts would be the other. And if Nejleb does return for the pro ranks, he may not be in Wheat Kings uniform if he's in the Western Hockey League. We'll have to wait and see how that kind of shakes out. But even with maybe Nejleb not being back, Peter Quenneville, obviously John Quenneville, Jace Howerlech, drafted 30th and 32nd overall in the draft, are back. I mentioned Bukarts, Jesse Gabriel will be back, who played on that line with John Quenneville and Howerlech second half of last season into the playoffs. So they do have a lot of potential as far as scoring punch is concerned. Tim McGauley's back for a third year to probably fill that more of that second line center spot. And then just a host of guys that obviously are returning could fill some more ice time and play some bigger roles. And I think the other thing you have to be excited about from a Wheat King standpoint is Nolan Patrick, who played in the playoffs and at the end of last season as a 15-year-old, will be here as his 16-year-old rookie season. I think has the potential as the fourth overall pick in the 2013 Bantam draft and maybe step right into that third line center role as a 16-year-old. And then on the back end, I mentioned the new import, but also Cale Clegg will be a full-time Wheat King this year as a 16-year-old defenseman. I think another guy that's got just a load of potential and could be eventually an all-star in the Western Hockey League. So lots of excitement as far as some young players are concerned for the Wheat Kings as well.
I got a text for you here, Bruce, and let's go back to Nolan Patrick because you mentioned the playoffs. I mean, the kid was 6'3" at least last year. He was a 15-year-old. He was massive. Didn't look out of place at all. Question here for you. Do you think that Brandon sees him as a center or a winger? And I think you just answered that by saying he's probably going to be the third-line center if things work out well, right?
I think they fully expect him to play that center ice position. He didn't play there last year when he was called up. He played on the wing, but I think the future for him is down the middle. It seems to be the way in pro hockey where you got to have those big-bodied centers, and I think that has trickled down into the junior ranks now where there is an expectation that you need those big guys down the middle, and I think he fills that role very, very well, and I think that's where his future lies, is right down the middle for the Brandon Wheat Kings for sure.
And another player that this guy wanted me to ask you about was Tanner Kaspik. I saw him in Edmonton for one game this year, and I thought he was one of the best Wheat Kings on the ice in that game. But tell me what you've seen from him, and is he have a chance to crack the roster?
Well, Brandon's second-round pick in the 2013 Bantam draft, and a local kid as well, so he's right from Brandon. Probably does not have the offensive potential that a Nolan Patrick does. See him more as maybe more of a gritty type of player. And when I say maybe doesn't have the offensive potential, I think, Nolan Patrick has that potential to put up triple digits as far as points are concerned when he's 18, 19 in the Western Hockey League. I think Tanner could be that 70 to 80 point kind of guy. Maybe not that elite scorer, but certainly a guy that can contribute. The other thing I think with Tanner Kaspik is he just has that little bit of an edge. He plays with a little bit of a physicality and some desire, I guess, or aggression, if you want to call it that, which can really really help out a team in a lot of different ways as well. So, the Wheat Kings do have a very, very strong crop of prospects. I think you could see that a couple of their off-season deals involved moving prospects to other teams in the Western Hockey League because they just didn't have the room, really, to have all those players play on their own team this coming year. And I think Tanner Kaspik is, I can't say he's 100% for sure a guy that's going to be on the roster this coming season, but I think he's probably about a 95% chance. Patrick Clegg, I think all three guys, their top three picks from that 2013 Bantam draft are guys that they want to bring in as 16-year-olds and give them the experience and probably give them a good amount of ice time to let them grow and prosper and really help out the team this year.
Bruce Lukey joins us here. He's the voice of the Wheat Kings. On the back end, you mentioned Cale Clegg coming in, which is huge. Likely you're going to lose Ryan Pulock and to play pro hockey this year, but when you talk about a guy like him moving on, usually you're scrambling to try to fill that hole, but Kelly McCrimmon's done such a great job there, picking up Ryan Pilon during the year last year, and we mentioned Clegg. It looks like the back end is still going to be pretty deep without the captain there.
Yeah, I think so. A lot on the back end might depend a little bit on what happens with Eric Roy. He's a 20-year-old defenseman, a Calgary Flames draft pick, hasn't signed yet with the Flames. Could potentially happen, I guess, before he gets to camp with them in the fall. But whether or not he returns as a 20-year-old to the Western Hockey League or whether he plays pro could have a long-lasting effect on exactly how the Wheat Kings' blue line shapes up. I mentioned the import they drafted, Ivan Provorov, who played in the USHL last year. Prior to that, played a couple years of midget hockey in Wilkes-Barre. So already familiar with North America and the North American game, even though not in the Western Hockey League. And in a lot of ways, from what I understand, was perhaps as a young guy on that Cedar Rapids team in the USHL last year was their best defenseman, even though maybe not as high a scorer, 19 points in 56 games, but certainly has that potential to be a very good player in the Western Hockey League. So the defense shapes up pretty well. Young guys, I mentioned Clegg, Provorov, of course, and then they got some steady Eddies that they're bringing back. Obviously, Colton Waltz is a Alberta kid as well who, they do need to name a new captain this year. He was an alternate a year ago with Ryan Pulock moving on, so he might be in the mix a little bit that way. You mentioned Ryan Pilon, who really looked comfortable after coming over from Lethbridge, and I think they expect to play on their top pairing. Of course, did that a lot last year after getting on the pairing with Ryan Pollock, and then just the young guys that are coming up into the Wheat Kings team. I think that's an area of concern a little bit, because there is going to probably be more changeover on the back end than there is up front, and yet I think they've set themselves up pretty well with some of the young guys that are coming in and some of the players that are returning.
And lastly for you, Bruce, when you look at that that East Division right now, you know, Swift Current's been pretty good. Regina won it last year. I don't know where they're going to be at. Brandon's knocking on the door here to be one of the best teams, at least on that side, if not in the whole Eastern Conference. Is this the year they take that step, or is that just sort of the window opening here for the next couple seasons?
I think they're just getting to the point of where the window is opening. I think a lot of people think that the Wheat Kings, as far as being maybe an elite team in the Western Hockey League, might still be a year away. And when you start, thinking about 2015-16, when the John Quinnvilles and the Jace Howerlicks and the Jordan Papernies are 19-year-old players and the core of your team, that might be the year that they have the potential to be one of the elite, if not the elite teams. But obviously how they develop some of those younger players, and we talked about Patrick and Clegg and Kaspik, and even some of the second-year guys, a Braylon Schmier that played here as a 16-year-old a year ago, for example, and even Jesse Gabriel, who played as a 16 and now 17 this coming year, how fast they get that learning curve up this year, how much they can contribute as 17-year-olds this year. That elevation to perhaps elite status could be sped up a little bit if those guys take some significant steps in their development here in 2014-15.
Great stuff. Bruce Lubke, the voice of the Brandon Wheat Kings. Appreciate the time as always, Bruce. We'll see you out there on the trail.
All right. Thanks, Corey.